This week's parsha, we have various Yisurim related to magic, witchcraft, and the like. So we have Me'onein and Mechashef, and others as well. And we might think that we don't meet these things in our regular lives, Bizman Hazeh, but is that really the case? Let's talk about magic shows, modern-day magic shows. You'll tell me, there's nothing really magical about magic shows. It's all sleight of hand. Is that perhaps covered under any of these prohibitions as well? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses what is a me'onein, and one opinion the Gemara says, that he fools people. He does something, or he makes it look like he's doing something, which he's really not. This is an opinion that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoridei, Kufa, and Tassif, Tassifav. What does that mean? What exactly is he doing, and what is he making people think that he's doing? So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos examples. He has a rope up his sleeve, and he makes it look like a snake. He throws a ring in the air and makes it look like he takes it out of someone's mouth. These are magic tricks. These are sleight of hand. These are magic tricks that we may even have seen at magic shows that perhaps we have gone to that take place bizman hazeh. Now you might say, okay, the Rambam has to interpret it that way. He doesn't even think magic exists. So if the Torah asks magic, it really means sleight of hand. However, there are many poskim who do believe that magic exists and nonetheless claim that me'onein means person who engages in these types of sleight of hand. So, for example, the Shach on that Sif in Shulchan Aruch writes that included in this prohibition is a person who engages in sleight of hand, who makes it look like he's doing some sort of fantastical thing, some sort of something which is impossible, but really, it's all sleight of hand. In fact, they claim that there's two different Yisurim of Ochez HaZayinayim. One is a subcategory of Mechashef. Kishuf is real magic. So, okay, so now you make it look like you're doing, you use magic to make it look like you're doing something even though you're not really doing it, as opposed to using magic to actually do that particular act. And there's a different type of okay, so naim, which is me'onein, a totally separate iser, which is real sleight of hand. You're not actually doing anything at all, and this is absolutely covered under the iser. So says the Shach in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, and the Chochmas Adam writes, based on this, when they have magic shows at weddings, apparently a common thing. So this is absolutely aser. It's an iser d'oraisa for the magician, and it's lifnei iver for those who encourage the magician to do his tricks. So this is something which is quoted by some modern day poskim. Rav Avadia Yosef simply writes, magic tricks are aser, magic shows are aser, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. However, many other poskim suggest a possible solution, a possible way out. They say, what's the iser of the sleight of hand? The iser is, okay, zesenayim, that you make people think that you're using kishuf. So if the magician will simply tell people, listen, this is not real magic, this is sleight of hand, then it would be acceptable. Perhaps he can go one step further, and he can even explain to the crowd, to the audience, one of his tricks, and they'll see that there's nothing to it, it's just sleight of hand, and then explain to them that all of his tricks are like that, and then he's not fooling anyone. Again, if he would do a trick and people would actually think that it was magical, that would be an iser, even though he's not doing anything magical. So all he has to do is tell people this is not magical, and then they won't think it, and then it would be permissible. If he doesn't make that announcement, if he doesn't clarify that in fact he's not really doing magic, then it would be iser. Rav Moshe Feinstein takes a little bit of a different track, and he writes that sleight of hand al pi derech hateva is not really included under the Isser of Me'onein. And he doesn't pass in like this Shach. The Shach claims that the Ramo agrees with him. Rav Moshe thinks that the Ramo does not agree with the Shach. And Rav Moshe doesn't pass in this way. He says that sleight of hand, anything having to do with Me'onein, Mechashef, it's all involving magic in one way or another, not to get into the details of the definitions. But sleight of hand, if you can move your hand fast and no one can keep track of the ring that's really behind your fingers, so he says, that's not really an Isser of Me'onein. Nonetheless, if you pass it off as magic, it's sheker. It's something which is certainly inappropriate and uncalled for. However, it's not really covered on the Isser of Me'onein. Now, it comes out quite similar to many of the other posts that we quoted before, which I didn't mention by name, but included on the list is Moshe Sternbach and on the other side of the political and religious spectrum of Nachum Rabinovich and others. I saw quoted the name of Scheinberg. This idea that if the magician explains that it's not magic, it's okay. According to Rav Moshe, it leaves open the possibility that even if the magician doesn't explain that it's not magic, it's okay, as long as he doesn't say that it is magic. According to Rav Moshe, again, the iser is sheker. The iser is passing yourself off as something that you're not. So the issue is not that people might on their own think that you're actually doing magic. Rav Moshe doesn't say it as a full-fledged, full-throated heter. He thinks that this is the halacha, but he says, because of the kavod of other poskim who asered, I'm not going to come out and make a whole public kula. But this is probably what people rely on if their magicians don't publicize that their tricks are not real magic. So maybe there's room to justify based on this Rav Moshe. However, many poskim advise, once again, magicians should specify that it's not real magic. I have seen magicians do that. And then it would be mutter according to many poskim.